This chazor zechnish b'achas shagam from Yehuda m'sech zechun daf ayin zayin. The Gemara says, with an actual case where the leg of an animal broke and pierced the skin, although most of the bone remained covered by flesh and skin, a small piece of bone rotted and fell off. The question was brought to Abai, who waited to answer until after 3 yom tovim, and even then he didn't answer. Rabbi Abba bar Masna told the owner to take the question to Rava, the son of Rabbi Yosef bar Chama. Rava told the owner, the Mishnah says that when the bone is exposed, if most of it remains covered, it's mutter. The Mishnah makes no differentiation whether the bone remains intact or a piece fell off. Therefore, the animal in this case is mutter. Ravina asked Rava, what's our halacha if the exposed bone is mostly covered by flesh and skin? But that's only true when we add up all the pieces, meaning the flesh and skin are not one large piece that covers most of the bone. So what if the flesh is pressed into an extremely thin layer? What if the flesh has decayed, which Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshu, explains to mean that it decayed to the point that a doctor would cut away the flesh in order to heal the animal? Fekhtimar, what if the flesh was punctured without any missing pieces? What if the flesh, Fekhtimar, was split? What if it was peeled from the bone and put back so it's no longer attached to the bone? What if the bottom third of the flesh was removed and the remainder was then put back onto the bone? Fekhtimar, maybe we can answer the last question for the ruling of Ula Nehmer Rav Yechon, which said that skin is treated like flesh for purposes of a cover to the bone. Now, presumably, this refers to where all the flesh under the skin was removed, and yet the skin is a valid cover. Certainly, then, if only the bottom third of the flesh was removed, it would be a valid cover. The Gemara says it's not a proof, because the ruling may have been said in a case where the skin remains attached to the bone. Rav Ashi said, when we were in our puppy yeshiva, we asked, what's the halacha if the flesh was cut around so that the piece that covers the exposed bone is an island of flesh, not connected to any other flesh? We answered, based on what Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, said, that the doctors say that one can scratch the flesh with a bone to cause it to bleed, and that would allow it to connect the surrounding flesh. This should not be done with metal because that would harm the flesh. Our papa said, this is only true if the surrounding bone has begun to attach itself to the flesh that is on it. Zok the next Mishnah, if an animal is shechted and a shilya, an amniotic sac, is found inside the animal, if a person is not disgusted by it, he may eat it. The shilya does not become tummy as food, since most people don't eat it, and does not have a tumma as nevela, even if the mother died as a nevela, because it's not considered to be the flesh of the mother. If one intended to eat the shilya, it would become tummy as food, but not as nevela. Mishnah continues, if a shilya partially emerged from the womb before the shechita, the shilya becomes usher to be eaten. This is the sign of a fetus in a woman and the sign of a fetus in an animal. And we have to be concerned that in the part that emerged, it was the head of the fetus, which would render it as born and not mutter with the mother's shechita. Mishnah ends off. It's an animal that has never yet given birth, miscarried a shilya, so it could be thrown to the dog. It's not treated that with kedusha as of a bechar. If an animal of kedush miscarried a shilya, it has to be buried. It may not be buried at a fork in the road or hung from a tree because of the isser to follow the ways of the Moirim. They would do this to prevent future miscarriages. In fact, how do we know that if the shilya emerges partially, it's usser? If the Gemara Bryce says, the pasuk says, kol behema teichelu, which comes to include a shilya found in an animal and teaches that it's mutter to be eaten. We would think that even if it emerged partially, it remains mutter. The pasuk therefore says, oisa, to teach that such a shilya may not be eaten. In fact, Gemara, we know that there's no such thing as a shilya that doesn't have a fetus inside. If so, why do I need a pasuk to teach that a partially emerged shilya is usser? We should know that it's also for the possibility that the head of the fetus was in the part of the shilya that emerged. If the pasuk is only in a smachta. Mishnah then said, "Ve'ena metama." Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka asked, "What's the halacha if the skin of a donkey is cooked for a long time?" What's the question? If he's asking whether it becomes subject to food tumah, Brisa clearly says that the skin of an animal that was cooked and thereby softened does become subject to food tumah. If he's asking whether it has tumas nevela, Brisa, as explained by Rabbi Bar Rav Chana, teaches that they are not subject to such the tumas nevela. And for tomorrow, he's asking regarding food tumah. Although the Brisa says that skin is subject to food tumah, it may be that the skin of a donkey is especially disgusting, and maybe that's why it does not become tummy as food. Mishnah then said, Shilya shiyatsisa. Rabbi Lazar said, this is only where we don't find a fetus in the womb. However, if there's a fetus in the womb, we don't have to be concerned that there was another fetus in the shilya as well, and the shilya remains mutter, the part that remains inside, even if it partially emerged before the shechita. Rabbi Yochanan said, whether or not we see a fetus, we have to be concerned that there was a fetus inside the shilya, and the partially emerged shilya therefore remains usser. Rabbi Yirmi had said that Rabbi Lazar was more stringent, but the machlekes, as we have it, results in Rabbi Lazar being more lenient. And from our rather, the machlekes is as follows. Rabbi Lazar said that if there's a fetus in the womb, we still have to be concerned that there was another fetus in the shilya, unless the shilya was attached to the fetus that we see in the womb. Rabbi Yechanan said that if there's another fetus in the womb, whether or not it's attached to the shilya, the partially emerged shilya is mutter. That's what Rabbi Yirmi meant, that Rabbi Lazar is more stringent. The Braisa supports the view of Rabbi Lazar. The Braisa says if a woman miscarries a fetus that looks like a behem, a chay, or a bird, and there's a shilya along with them, if the shilya is attached to this fetus, we don't have to be concerned that there was another fetus. If it's not attached, we have to impose the chumris as if she had two children, because we have to be concerned that the fetus of the shilya dissolved and the shilya of the existing fetus dissolved. Mishnah said, "Hamevakeres shehi pila v'chulu." Fekhtimar, why does the shilya not have kedushas bechar? Fekhtimar, Rav Ika, the son of Rav Ami, said, "Only half of firstborns are male. which would get Kedushas Bechor. Within the half that are Zuchar, which are males, there's a minority which don't get Kedushas Bechor. Let's say if the fetus is born looking like a different animal. Therefore, there's actually a majority of cases where the firstborn will not have Kedushas Bechor. And that's why we don't have to treat the Shilya with Kedushas Bechor. The Mishnah said, "Uv mikdashim to cover." The Gemara explained this because the majority of animals born to an animal of kodesh are fit to become kodesh themselves. Mishnah said, "Ve'en koyver noisa." Abaye and Rabbah both said, "Anything that can possibly heal is not something that we prohibit as being in the ways of the amayim. If some practice of the amayim does not heal, it's also to be done." In fact, Gemara Bryce says, "One may paint a tree with red dye if the tree is shedding its fruit early. Now, there's no healing properties in doing that, and yet it's not also. And tomorrow, that's allowed to that people see that this tree is not well, and they'll daven for the owner that the tree get healed." We find in the Brice that it's proper to let others know when one is suffering so that others daven on his behalf. Ravina said, this Brice is a source for the custom to allow one to hang a cluster of dates on a date tree that has been shedding its fruit early. Had nalach perech behema hamikasha.